I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, has announced three major goals and a plan to implement them and address the, quote, moral catastrophe of the latest abuse scandal in the Church. Cardinal DiNardo said the plan will involve, quote, laity, lay experts, the clergy, and the Vatican, and will be presented to the Bishops' Conference during their General Assembly meeting in November. The three goals are an investigation into the allegations against Archbishop McCarrick, opening new and confidential ways for reporting complaints against bishops, and pushing for more effective resolutions for future complaints. Former CIA Director John Brennan has fired back against President Trump over the removal of his security clearance. The White House stated that the clearance was taken away due to what they said was risks brought on by, quote, erratic conduct and behavior by Brennan. However, in an opinion piece for the New York Times, Brennan stated his clearance was removed to silence him because Trump's campaign colluded with Russia on the 2016 election, and they are now trying to end the special counsel's investigation. Trump appeared to contradict the official White House reason on Brennan's clearance, telling the Wall Street Journal the investigation into Russian meddling is a, quote, sham, that, quote, these people led it, and that, quote, it's something that had to be done. Famed singer Aretha Franklin has passed away at the age of 76. Franklin, also known as the Queen of Soul, had been suffering from pancreatic cancer and other undisclosed health issues in recent years. In 2017, Franklin had announced she'd be retiring from touring. During the span of her decades-long career, she sold millions of copies of her records, won 18 Grammys, and was the first woman inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In a statement, Franklin's family stated they were, quote, unable to find words to express the pain in our heart, and added that they are, quote, touched by the incredible outpouring of love and support we have received from close friends, supporters, and fans all around the world. Pope Francis has named Archbishop Edgar Peña Pará, who is currently the Apostolic Nuncio to Mozambique, to be the Substitute Secretary for General Affairs for the Vatican Secretariat of State. The position makes Peña the third-ranking official in the Secretariat and puts him in charge of the Vatican's day-to-day operations. Archbishop Peña will be filling the vacancy by Cardinal Giovanni Angelo Becciu, who is the new prefect of the Congregation for Saints' Causes. Peña was born in Venezuela, became a priest in 1985, entered the Vatican Diplomatic Corps in 1993, and was the Apostolic Nuncio to Pakistan before being the Nuncio to Mozambique. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.